So this next song is called Willy the Wombat, and it's got a cast of animals in it that are Australian animals. That some have you, any of you heard of a wombat? Have you, any of you know? Anyone know what it looks like? Well, anyway, it's about the size of a small pig, and it's covered in fur. It looks a little bit like a koala bear, except it moves along the ground rather than up trees, and it lives in holes in the ground. It's got a big kind of a round black nose, and it snuffles along. So that's a wombat. And then the other creatures in this song are bowerbirds. This song is really about a couple of bowerbirds, and these are birds that live in the bush in Australia, and they build these bowers, which are like huge mounds that they keep their eggs in. And then when they're trying to attract a mate, the male bowerbird collects all of these things that are coloured blue. So it'll pick blue flowers or any bits of blue plastic or blue clothes pegs off your line or anything blue, so that when you come upon a bowerbird's bower in the bush, then you just see all of these incredible blue things all over the ground that the bird has collected. And so also there's a goanna in this song, and goanna's a big lizard. It's like an iguana, and they grow to about 6 or 7 feet long, really big lizards in Australia. And finally, there's a possum, and I guess all of you know what that is. Now Willy the Wombat got caught in a shower and hung all his clothes out to dry. A cheeky blue birdie looked out of his bower and saw Willy's things on the line. Willy the Wombat went picking some flowers down by the rapids and rocks. The cheeky blue birdie flew out of his bower and stole Willy's little blue socks. Willy the Wombat called Sergeant Goanna, who straight away got on the case. And Constable Possum ran through the lantana and fell in the creek on his face. Sergeant Goanna said, "Tell me, young Willy, if what has been stolen is blue." "Yes," said the wombat, "my socks are missing." And that gave the sergeant a clue. Deep in the woods near the rocks and the rapids, the bowerbirds made their display. And Sergeant Goanna and Willy the Wombat discovered a couple at play. Dancing and strutting around in their bower, surrounded by items of blue. Pencils and matchboxes, socks and flowers, and even a policeman or two. "Aha!" said the sergeant, "I think they're the culprits." The bowerbirds took off and flew. "It's hard," said the policeman. "There's no right or wrong when you do what you're fashioned to do." Willy the Wombat and Sergeant Goanna went home for some peppermint tea. The bowerbirds danced in their little blue bower, and the crickets sang sweet harmony.